Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kenneth Mokgale is a political writer, analyst, researcher. He's a master's student in African studies at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev. And he wrote an article for Lay of the Land online talking about Rasool. He says, reject Rasool. Trump administration should reject Ebrahim Rasool as South Africa's ambassador. The question is, why? Kenneth, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and to the listeners. I'm very good, and I hope you are doing well. And morning also to the listeners.
Thank you. So the question, of course, is who is he? Who is Ebrahim Rasool, and why is it problematic for South Africa that he is our next ambassador to Washington?
Yes, thank you. So Ebrahim Rasool is a former premier of the Western Cape. I think the only premier, or as well as Lynn Brown, from the ANC in the Western Cape, between I think 1999 and 2004. He is also the veteran leader who has been in the ANC for quite some time. In the 80s, played an important role in fighting against the apartheid in the Western Cape. So the reason why he was brought in the Western Cape was to try and solidify or consolidate the support from the Muslim community. That was the thinking of the ANC.
Right.
And he has been a weakness of the ANC in that regard, because he has used or took advantage of the thinking or the mindset of the ANC to consolidate the Muslim vote or the Muslim support within the ANC. And as such, they have captured the party. Hence, we are seeing the lawfare against Israel. And we also know his stance when it comes to Donald Trump. We know that he's very critical of Donald Trump, but he still wants to serve where Donald Trump is leading that country. My problem with Ebrahim Rasool is his closeness or proximity to jihad movement or to extremist terrorist organizations such as Hamas. The reason why Hamas was able or have continue to be able to be close to the government in South Africa is because of individuals such as Rasool and others within the ANC, he has been able to win their support. So they are using Rasool is using the state power to seek or to advance political and financial support to organizations such as Hamas. And Muslim Brotherhood movement, which is
so these, you know, these are obviously big statements, and they very, very serious allegations that you're making. Is there proof that this exists and that he has done all of these things, or is this rumor and perhaps conjecture?
Yes, there are some American organizations who have done the work, collected information on this with valid evidence on this to prove these allegations. It is known, or he's not hiding it, that he's organizing conferences on behalf of Muslim-linked organizations that are known to be terrorist or are listed as terrorist organizations by the United States. And he's not hiding his proximity to Hamas. And Hamas is also one of those organizations which are listed as terrorist organizations. And we know what they have done in the Middle East, causing mayhem in the Middle East.
So what's interesting is that Hamas has been declared a terrorist organization in many countries, South Africa not being one of them. So if that's the case, how does this work? If he is not in breach, let's say, it might be in very, very bad taste that he is close close to Hamas or organizing a conference around Hamas or with Hamas here in South Africa, but is not in breach of the law because in South Africa, Hamas is not a terror organization. How does that impact on a place like the United States, where it is considered a terror organization, and he is looking to be ambassador to the United States? It's an interesting dynamic.
It is very interesting development. So for every action, there is always going to be a reaction. So there will be obviously political and economic implications for appointing individuals or personalities such as Ibrahim Rasool. We know the tensions between the simmering tensions between the U.S. and South Africa. We know about the Lady R saga. We know about the position that South Africa has taken on Ukraine and Russia, as well as Israel and Hamas. And they've been in trouble with the U.S. for that. And many politicians do not understand the economic implications of their action, especially when it comes to America. For example, we have African Growth and Opportunity Act, which is going to affect a lot of business people who are getting a lot of incentives. I mean, they are able to take their products, brands, and services to the world's largest market in the U.S. Without paying a cent. So if South Africa continues in its route, it is going to affect even the poor people in South Africa, the actions of politicians. So those are some of the things that are going to happen if we don't really safeguard the South African interest in the international stage. So it's very important to protect the relationship between South Africa and the U.S. because the U.S. is the second largest trading partner to South Africa after China. U.S. have got more than 600 businesses operating in South Africa. So you can imagine the big size of the influence that the U.S. have got in South Africa's political and other aspects in society. So it's very important for South African government to protect its relationship with the U.S. By appointing individuals such as Rasool, they are showing really the middle finger to the U.S.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is this a deliberate thumb, a smack in the face to the United States, sending a ambassador who clearly disrespects the president? I've seen some comments that he's made. I think he's made some very, very outlandish and offensive comments about the U.S. president. He's very, very clearly not aligned on foreign policy. Is it a deliberate thing, or is it just the ANC making a mess of things again?
I think they are confusing to be reckless with the revolutionary, because you remember with the ongoing debate on the Santan Drive change or the changing of the street name. So they want to do it because the consul of America is located in that particular street. So they are trying to send a message to the American government or to Washington. This is the same thing they are trying to do by installing Ibrahim Rasool as ambassador. They are trying to send a message to U.S., trying to imply that they don't really care about the relationship between the U.S. and South Africa. But in essence, they should care because South Africa benefits a lot as much as the U.S. benefits a lot in this relationship. So it's very important, the interconnectedness of the economy, of politics, very vital. You just look at the next door, at the neighbor, and see what happened in Zimbabwe, that these sanctions and when America does something to another country, it affects even the ordinary people in that particular country. So it's very important to preserve and to protect the relationship between South Africa and other countries, including the U.S.
That is where we leave it. Very interesting. If you want to look at that article, it's in Lay of the Land. Kenneth Mokgale is a political writer. He's an analyst, a researcher, master student in African studies at the Ben Gurion University of the Negev.